We've been having a hard time connecting with this gentleman. But that, you know what? It's a good thing because we gave extra time to Cap Ooch to talk to folks about joining the cause and joining in on what the exciting things that they're doing. Just like this gentleman's exciting things that are going on. He is the CEO of Boating Ontario Association, Rick Lazell. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you this morning?
Doing great, man. I could see the guys behind the glass frantically trying to get a hold of you. So I don't know what happened, but something went wrong. Anyways,
we're here, buddy.
Welcome to the program, my friend. And
hey, thanks for having us.
I want to talk to you about a whole bunch of things. We're going to have to take a break, though, real soon here, and then we'll bring you back at the top of the hour. But I wonder how many people are in the same position that I'm in, and that is we know very little about Boating Ontario Association. And I'm curious as to why.
Well, we're kind of a behind the scenes, right? If you look at what a nonprofit association does for the industry, I mean, our focus really is to support the industry and the efforts, the marinas and the boat dealers and the trade partners and all the, affiliate partners that we have across the province are doing to make our sport better in every aspect, whether it's, people that want to go fishing on the weekend or families that want to go cruising or, you know, people that are looking just to get into the sport from renting a stand-up paddleboard or a small boat. So, you know, really our focus is more the B2B side than it is in front of the consumer. So that's probably why people would look at a Boating Ontario Angelo and go, who the heck are these guys?
Exactly. but let's take this opportunity to change that. When we come back, I want to talk to you about more in depth of what you guys are actually doing. Some of the side benefits that, folks are enjoying that they have no idea where they came from, and it came from your group. So now that we've got you on the line, Rick, I'm going to ask you to sit tight, my friend. We've got to take a quick break, make some sales, as it were, and we'll be back with more after this. Don't you dare go away.
Good morning, everybody.
Want to learn more about a guest you heard on the radio?
Maybe you're out fishing and missed an episode. Want to catch up? Well, now you can. Facebook.com/Fishing Canada to learn more about your favorite outdoor shows, Fishing Canada Television, and Outdoor Journal Radio. Search the archive and download hundreds of radio episodes.
Like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter at ODJ Radio.
And, of course, listen live, the Outdoor Journal Radio Show. More than ever, your definitive guide to the great outdoors.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Angelo Biola. He is Stephen Labadie. Over there is Derek Brandeo. And we also, let's not forget, Jessica Ellis on the board today, keeping us in a straight line and off the rocks, hopefully. I want to remind folks not to forget. Go to fishingcanada.com and enter in the Great Mercury Fishing Canada Outboard Motor Giveaway, where we took 9.9 motors, lined them all up, and said, we're giving those babies away. And we gave away our very first one a couple of days ago. The first draw was made, and that 9.9 has a new home to go to. But there's 8 more that are just waiting for you, and all you have to do is enter the contest. You can enter every single 24 hours. The more ballots you put in that box, all free of charge, the better your chances of winning, and that's fishingcanada.com. Go there and punch up the contest button, and you will be done in about a minute and 58 seconds. That's how long it's taking, folks, by the way, Stephen. We're averaging a minute 50. Takes them under 2 minutes to enter the contest.
Oh.
Yeah. 2 minutes of their life. If they did that every single day, every 24 hours, take 2 minutes. I mean, how much time do we spend wasted every day? Surely to God, we can find 2 minutes every day, enter the contest, drop a ballot in the virtual drum, and you too could be a lucky winner. There you go. On the line was, speaking about keeping us off the rocks and on the straight and narrow, he is the CEO of the Boating Ontario Association, and most of us are not very familiar with it. And Rick Lazell just told us why, because it's kind of behind the scenes. It's like Big Brother, always looking out for us, but we really don't know where the help's coming from. And so we have to say thank you, and we appreciate it. Rick, how long has the association been around?
As the Ontario Marine Operators Association meeting of about 15 gentlemen in a downtown Toronto hotel that, you know, collectively walked into the room and said, okay, boys, let's take our hats off at the door. Let's not do things that focus on our own personal business. Let's look at things that make the business of boating better for everybody that engages in our sport. And that really is, you know, what started. It was W.J. Robertson, founder of the Skipper's Plan insurance product. But, you know, it kicked off with a bunch of folks that said, let's make the sport better, and then our business will get better as a result of it.
Yeah, and of course, it always takes that, right? It takes the industry players, the people who have, you know, boating in their veins and their blood, whether you're, you know, in the outboard motor business or the boating business or the life jacket business or whatever. You got, you got boating in your blood, and it takes folks like you, to put together and hold an association like this and get the benefit out to folks like me who love to go out every weekend and boat and fish and whatnot. And like you just said, most of us don't even know that you exist. How many years is it now?
52 years.
My God. Good stuff, man. Fantastic. Yeah. All right. What's been happening lately? I'm reading a report here that the MTO, Ontario Ministry of Transportation and Communications, just approved an easier way for marine operators to move and transfer boats. I didn't realize that there was a problem for them to move and transfer boats.
Well, and here's a great one where, you know, our industry got caught in some government red tape from years and years ago. And, you know, I personally got a ticket for hauling a boat illegally in the province when I was working for one of the engine companies years ago. And you could not, as a business, move a brand new boat on its brand new trailer to a boat show or a demo because of some weird old regulation that said, well, we'll sell you a dealer plate, Angelo, but the second you stick a boat on that boat trailer, it's now illegal. So we got working with Doug Ford's new government back in August, and it's funny, I had a conversation with a longtime OPP enforcement official back in October, and he said, ah, Rick, you know, you guys will be 5 years before you get this done. And I got to tell you, these government folks who work with at the MTO, they rolled their sleeves up, and sure enough, the Thursday of the Cottage Life Show, we made the announcement that our industry can now buy the yellow dealer plate that we've all seen the car guys use.
Of course.
Years, of course, right? I mean, this isn't new, but they've made it eligible that the marinas, and this, you know, this affects new boats on new trailers, but it also affects our ability to come to a customer's cottage or their home and pick up their boat on their trailer with their plate, because we couldn't legally move that one either before. And this really took care of all that for us.
Wow. And was it common that there were fines levied for dealers moving boats like that?
We had a member get hit coming out of the Toronto Sportsman Show in 2018. They pulled six boats out on Sunday night, got them home safely, no problem. And three trucks went back down Monday morning, three of the same trucks to get the last three boats, and all three drivers got hit. And part of the problem is it's the employee that's getting the fine. Right. So, I mean, this gentleman went to court and said, look, don't take my guys. They're just driving, hauling boats for me. The courts moved the fines to the marina at $250 a crack, to take the pressure off these young guys. But yeah, it's very common, all across the province. We've had guys, and I'm saying we had, because it's gone now. We had, employees from marinas, Angelo, that said, no, you know what? I'm not hauling boats anymore. I don't want to get stopped. And it's, you know, we don't blame enforcement. It's not their fault. I mean, they're enforcing the rules as they were, and that's fine.
Well,
just
know,
old red tape, buddy. Just old red tape, man.
But sometimes, though, common sense has to prevail. I mean, yes, it's just enforcement, and yes, they're just doing their job. But, my God, like, there's enough criminal activity taking place on a day-to-day basis all around us that we don't need to look for a dealer who is taking a boat from a show back to a showroom. I mean, I don't know. It's just me. Don't worry about it. I tend to ramble on about things like that, Rick, but.
Hey, Angela, look, we had a guy, we had a marina hauling boats into the Ottawa Boat Show in February. He was a half a kilometer from the show. Six trucks, six boats. He got pulled over. He had to flatbed the boats into the show. So, you know, there's no common sense, but they're following the rules. Look, I'm all about the positive and moving forward. and we are positively moving forward, brother. This is great news. I mean, the industry's loving it, and the MTO's just done a great job of implementing it. So,
well, you know, as you probably know, or if you don't know, I'll tell you right now, we've been working very closely with this new PC government on a number of issues.
Of course, yeah.
In the outdoors and in fishing. And I got to tell you, I've never seen a group like this in my life. Thank God. The only thing I can say, thank God.
Don't you love it when you meet with a government official and at the end of your meeting, it ends with, here's my cell phone number. If you got something you need, call me.
I'm like, holy bizarre. Awesome. Yeah. I'm still not used to it. Anyways.
Yeah.
Rick, as a consumer, a boater, is there, what does the Boating Ontario Association give to me directly? What can I access data? Is there do you guys work with insurance companies to get better deal? Like, is there anything as a consumer that I can sink my teeth into?
Okay, so here's probably the biggest one is we have an online directory of virtually all the marinas and dealers in the province. It's at boatingontario.ca, and the directory's there. So you can, if you're a fisherman, okay, if you want to fish different species on different lakes and you're not quite sure where their marina is or if they've got a launch ramp or fuel or what their draft is in their facility, all that kind of stuff, all that sits on our website. So there's probably, you know, from a direct consumer benefit, that stuff sits there. We handle, we print that directory. We hand out 30,000 of those at boat shows and travel centers all across the province, but it also sits online.
Nice. See, there's something I didn't know. Like,
there you go.
Wonderful. We'd like to get you back on the program on a more regular basis, Rick, if you could find some time for us and talk about, you know, all of these great new things that are taking place behind the scenes that make our life as boaters that much easier. And whether it's traveling, for example, the weather this year is going to be a concern. I've already started talking to a few buddies of mine about the thaw and the runoff, high water levels. Everybody that's in boating right now is like, you can see they're just raring to go. They want to get their boat out. But there's that period of time where it's just doesn't make sense to take. Even if it's not a very expensive boat, you know, it's still an investment. It just doesn't make sense to drop that trailer in the water and float that boat around. And that's that period where you've got a lot of debris that are floating in the lakes, for example, coming out of locks and whatnot. And I know you guys are always concerned about that. And maybe you can come back and talk to us. Or have you got any tips on that right now, just for this very moment?
Yeah, my quick tip would be go to Parks Canada, Google Parks Canada High Water Levels. They have a phenomenal website that is updated daily, and you can actually get into the area and the market where you're going boating. And they're constantly updating, like I said, daily, what's happening with the water. It is changing by the hour out there right now, folks. I mean, it's, you know, I'm constantly online looking at what's going on, whether it's Georgian Bay or Lake Ontario or the Kawartha Lakes, the Muskoka Lakes. The ice is moving right now. We've still got a lot of areas just a couple hours north of Toronto. I mean, you go 3 hours north of Toronto, there's still over 2 feet of ice in a lot of areas. We're not through this mess yet, and it's going to be, you know, your point's valid. There's some difficult time coming that people really need to pay attention to what's going on out there and be safe on the water. Before, you know, we're all jonesing to go. Trust me, I can't wait to get my boat in the water, but I can wait till it's safe.
If you've not hit a floating deadhead at 45, 50 miles per hour, you have no idea what we're talking about right now, but it'll set you free, man. Hey,
yeah,
Rick, listen, an absolute pleasure having you on the program, my friend, and all
Thank
the best
you.
To you. And I'm glad you shone a bit of light on this Boating Ontario Association thing. And hopefully we will hear a lot more in the weeks and months to come.
Awesome. Thanks, Angelo. Appreciate the opportunity.
Rick Lazell, he is the CEO with the Boating Ontario Association, a wonderful group. And once again, you know, no limelight, no press releases, no nothing. They just go about doing their work. And we as boaters are fortunate enough because it makes our weekends and days spent on the water that much more pleasant.